It's so rare to hear a good news story involving Israeli Muslims and Jews, but here's one. An interfaith marriage between two celebrities. Noga Tarnopolsky is a reporter in Jerusalem. We asked her to tell us about the wedding everyone in Israel is talking about.
Lucy Aharish, who's a kind of Israeli sweetheart, I would say. She's a news presenter on TV. She's very smart and very pretty. And in recent years, she's taken an increasingly outspoken role in favor of civil society. Her new husband, Tzachi Halevi, is in some ways the real celeb because he is one of the stars of the TV thriller series Fauda.
And why is this a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal for two reasons. On the simple gossipy level, it's a big deal because these are two very beloved celebrities, and they kept their relationship pretty secret. People who weren't personal friends of theirs didn't make the connection. So when news slipped out last night that they'd gotten married, it caught the general public in a real surprise. But the other is that Aharish comes from a Muslim family. She's an Israeli citizen who is Arab, and Halevi comes from a Jewish family. And these kind of marriages are unusual in Israel. And it also bursts a kind of myth about Israel that interfaith marriages are simply impossible. Their families were both there. This is not a wedding that faced opposition from the intimates of either of the members of the couple. So all of that together.
I mean, how unusual is it?
It's hard to measure. I think there are more couples than one might think, especially couples who don't necessarily get legally married but live together. I know some in my neighborhood in Jerusalem. But the populations don't always blend easily. And mostly there are enormous taboos against that kind of intermarriage. The whole idea of self-definition here is wound up in one's ethnicity. And Islam and Judaism are defined here as ethnic groups, even more than parts of religious practice.
How about in popular culture? I mean, is a mixed marriage also something one doesn't see represented?
I think that among really young Israelis, there's certainly a lot more talk about these kind of couplings than among middle-aged people. But in reality, there have always been, on occasion, these kind of unions, and you always have extremists on both sides who are sometimes in violent opposition. It is completely unusual. In fact, I don't remember an event of a Muslim-Jewish marriage basically getting, you know, the People magazine treatment, Israel version. And that's what's happened this time.
Noga Tarnopolsky is a reporter in Jerusalem. Thanks, Noga.
Thanks to you.